protest it because I knew Paul was going to say.
You know, games like that, you do replay things. You replay things that happen early in the game, turnovers, little things. Because, you know, little things add up. But, you know, hey, you can't undo it. You tend to look at the positives and focus on that. And then just move on and get ready for tomorrow.
You're going to brush up on your Slovenian to back up for it. Some Slovenian trash talk.
Yeah, well, you know, who knows what they're saying. Kind of funny.
I think you more than anybody always believed that you could play with this team. Because I remember early in the year when things were going well and people would talk about maybe you could get up to second, and you would say, you know, let's not rule out first yet either. Right? Yeah.
No.
Even a long time ago, I think you were the only one maybe that was putting this team in the group with them.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, you just got to believe. And, you know, I think everybody, you know, not so much the guys on the team, but just people in general have been, you know, unsure of this team, you know, throughout our run here in the playoffs and even with what we did at the end of the season. It's kind of like, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure about them in the first round. I'm not sure about them against San Antonio. And, you know, I'm not sure about them, you know, against the Lakers. And I think now, you know, I think we've changed people's, you know, opinions and beliefs and perceptions. But, you know, the bottom line is I think we believe. I don't remember what happened in December or, you know, what I was believing or what other guys were. But, you know, we were a good team then. We're a good team now. Obviously, it took us some growing up, some hard lessons in those, you know, December and January. But I think going through that has prepared us for now, you know, prepared us for some adversity and, you know, looking in the mirror and just sort of, you know, you know, just sort of trying to figure out, you know, what we want to do and what we want to be, especially when our backs are against the wall. And so, it's not the first time this series, not the first time this year that we've been in a situation like this. And, you know, in January, it could have easily slid the other way. And, you know, we could be right now on a, you know, 6-week vacation, you know. So but this team has a lot of heart and a lot of character. And we've shown it all year, and we got to show it tomorrow. Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, we're you know, we got each other's back and we support each other and, you know, through the good and the bad. And that's how it's been. That's how, you know, that's how it is right now. And, you know, we win together, we lose together. I think everybody has each other's back, everybody's support. And that's been one of the main keys to our success this year. And it's going to be, you know, important for us tomorrow.
Judging by just what everyone's saying, it seems like the team was over the disappointment and lost by the time you left the arena. Was that pretty much the case?
Yeah, by the time we got to the locker room, man, it was just like, hey, you can't do anything about it. You know, we'll be okay, you know. And, you know, I think Jay maybe took it a little hard. But, you know, we were our normal selves on the bus and on the plane. And, you know, it's you know, we'll be ready. You know, this team's different in that sense. And sometimes you think maybe guys don't care because we're still wins and losses. We're still the same. But to be a team that's not really done this and been in this situation before, it's pretty remarkable the poise and the perspective that, you know, everyone has. And, you know, we've moved on. That game is no different than losing at Indiana early this year. It's in the past. Can't do nothing about it.
Steve bleeds either way.
That's right. That's right. Steve bleeds either way.
Steve addressed
the team. I mean, we were all in the huddle and he said something. I mean, guys will always, you know, put in, get ready, you know, say sons, and somebody may say something. And, you know, he's done it a few times during the playoffs, and you know, everybody said, I mean, you know, we got a team that everyone can speak and say things, and you know, Steve certainly said something last night. Hey, let's put it behind us. Let's not waste any energy thinking about it, and let's just get ready for the next game. Everybody's like, cool.
It's almost a, like I said, even though it's a lot.
Yeah, there were a lot of positives.
18
so.
Down.
So Tyrus Robbins speaks for the team too.
Yeah.
He
speaks with his fist.
You got three offensive rebounds.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, even then, we should, you know, we don't want to be down 18 on the road.
Right.
So, you know, there's some things that we can do that are easy that can be fixed. Not easy, but things that we can fix, that we can control, that won't put us in that situation when we're down 18. But we'll be
Thanks
fine.
For my
no problem.